Today's share will be learned the schus to Sol Yoel ben Shaindel of Fuhu Shalema, who went through serious surgery today. We're in Perik Dalad, Rabbi Sai. Bederech Knias Hazahirus. So Michal here, this is a subsequent chapter in dealing how a person acquires the midah of Zahirus, which is vigilance. So Michal starts and he says that Hine Mashe Mevi Sodom al Derech Klalala Zahirus. Derech Klal, he talks about in general, then he talks about specifically. Michal says, generally speaking, he says that which brings a person to acquire, he says, the virtue of Zahirus, of vigilance. He says, Hulimuda Torah, that the study of learning Torah. And that's based on, he says, V'humash Yomar Pinchas B'tchilas Abraisa, because Rapinchas in Avodah Zorah, in Mitzvot Avodah Zorah Daf Chof in the Braisa, he starts out by saying, Torah Mivio L'day Zahirus. As a matter of fact, as we know that the Sefer HaMichal is based upon the Braisa of Rapinchas Ben Yoyer, who talks about going up, climbing the ladder of the various madregas in Avodas Hashem. Now Ramchal really devotes, he starts, you know, the prokim, he starts after the Hagdama and so on, he starts with Zahirus. The truth is there are no prokim devoted to what is supposed to bring one to Zahirus other than what he mentions over here just a little bit under the title Bederech Knias HaZahirus. He does not devote any chapters to what's before Zahirus, which is really Limud HaTorah. He only mentions it, so to speak, as just as a footstool to Zahirus, but not giving it its own title as he does with all the subsequent steps in the ladder as one ascends the Madregas of Avodas Hashem, which we're going to have on the sheet. Actually, this is the Shaila that Rav Huttner asks, that why the Ramchal does not devote any particular chapter to the Inyan of Torah, because after all, Torah is the first one. Torah is Mevila de Zahirus, but rather Ramchal starts with Zahirus and then he goes on from Zahirus to other chapters as we move up higher and higher. But there is no prokim devoted to the Inyan of Torah. Ramchal tells us again that Bederech Klal, that which brings a person to Zahirus in general, that the study of Torah. And as he quotes again the Gemara in Avodah Zorah that says, Torah mevi all the day Zahirus. It is Torah, in fact, that brings one to Zahirus to be careful and meticulous about mitzvahs, to be vigilant in mitzvahs. Then he says, Omnom al Derech Prat. However, specifically, Hamevi Lozet, that which will bring a person to Zahirus, he says, who his bainanis al chaymer hu avoida. It means the person has to really study, he has to contemplate, to understand the seriousness, right? The seriousness and the gravity of doing service to Hashem, ashechai boha odom, to realize how great is his chiyuv, is his obligation to serve Hashem. The oimik hadin aleo, and in addition, he also has to contemplate in understanding the din v'cheshbon, which means the precise judgment in the future world if one does not at least try to excel in Avodas Hashem. In other words, two things. His bainanis means to contemplate, number one, what is demanded of me, the chaymer hu avoida, the seriousness, right, of Avodas Hashem, of serving Hashem, and then also the oimik hadin, which is the exactment, right, the exactment of judgment which will take place for this. And so, how does a person, A, because he mentions two things, his bainanis, he says, al chaim ra'avoido, contemplating again, to recognize the gravity, right, of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then also realizing the oimek adin. So he says, the yetzei loizeh, he says, a person will arrive, right, will arrive at this knowledge, mino iun b'maisim haksuvim b'sifrei HaKadosh, that again, by, through the study of the teachings that you find, Sifra Kodesh, that's basically all the biblical teachings that refers to Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. That's Tanakh, any era of Tanakh. In addition, not only to Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, but also from Chazal, Umin Halimud B'Mamori HaChachomim, and through the study of the teaching of the Chachomim, Zechroinom Levrocho, Hama'oirim Alzeh, where you find these ideas. These ideas are highlighted in various places in Chazal. So I just want to point out like this, because you have to know really how to learn, you know, these few lines of Ramchal. Ramchal starts out to say, again in the opening paragraph, that Masha maybe saw the Malderach Klal El Aziris. Again, in general, that will bring a person to vigilance is study of Torah. Then it says, and then he says, Omnom, they said Alderach Prat, and specifically he goes on to say more things. The two things, both is through Torah. If you'll notice, the Loshon of Ramchal, in our Torah brings to Zahiris both Alderach Klal, as he starts out, in a general way of understanding. And also, it is through Torah that brings the person through here is in a specific way, ala prat. Namely, but there are cloud, when we say Torah brings to Zahiris, means that a person, by learning Torah, and he sees all the mitzvahs, and he sees the directives of the Torah, he sees all the warnings of the Torah, first of all, that motivates him, that at least, that he has to realize that there is something, right, that is demanded of him. But that's B'der Klal, without knowing specifics really. Just in general, but learning Torah, he knows B'der Klal, that look what is so much is demanded of me. Then, Alder HaPrat, which means going into detail, to know the Chaymer HaVayda, how serious it is, how important it is, how grave it is. That again, is an exercise in study. And as he points out, it is from learning, you know, Tanakh, Torah Nevi Meksuvim, and also from the Limud from Chazal, from the words of Chazal. So the truth is, to be able to arrive to the understanding of Chaymer HaVoida, how serious and how important and how grave, right, a person is obligated to serve Hashem, and then to also to understand the consequences if one does not, is through coming to this realization, to this true understanding, that again, this is through learning Torah, either in the Tanakh, right, not either, but Chelik of it is from Tanakh, and also the other part, as he mentions, is from Chazal. So ultimately, he says, and we'll discuss a little bit more, as we'll see, the role of Torah that the Ramchal again is posing, he's presenting to us. Again, that this is the Hagdoma Bechlal, this is the first step in order to be able to come to Zahiris. You need Torah. Without Torah, without study, one will really not ever arrive in any serious way, even to understand what Zahiris means, what vigilance means. But through the study of Torah, when it comes to the understanding first that there is something important demanded of him, that's B'derech Klal, and then Al-Derech HaPrat, to know exactly, you know, how serious it is, and detailed, all regarding his Avodas Hashem, is again through the study of Sifrei Kodesh, and also the Limud, as he mentions in the Mamorim of the Chachomim. Now he goes further, and he says, V'hine, he says, B'hizboinenes hazeh, he says, when a person actually is pointed out, through Torah, when he comes to his understanding, through Torah, when he comes to the understanding that we are talking about, the contemplation, to come to the understanding what is the seriousness of the Avodah, the Chaymer HaAvodah, and to understand the Oymek HaDin, to understand the exactment of judgment. He says, when a person really takes Torah, and he attempts to arrive, to achieve his goal, you'll find out, he says Ramchal, not every person will arrive, of course, to the same level of understanding. As he points out, people are divided into three categories based upon where they're coming from. As he points out, that v'hine b'hizboinenes hazeh, says this type of a contemplation that we pointed out is, he says, he'orois he'orois badroga, it will lead to three different levels of, he says, of motivation. Number one, you'll find lishleime hadas, you'll have people who are actually, Shlema Das means that they are complete, they are wise, they're very smart. We're talking about smart meaning is in their spiritual life, that they have understanding. They have Shlema Sadas, and he'll soon explain what the definition is of Shlema Sadas. Shlema Sadas, again, means people who are truly wise. Then you have a next level, Lepchusa Mehem, those, of course, who have lesser aptitude, which are less. And then you have Lechol HaHamoin Kuloi, then you have the general masses, the general public. And he'll point out, he says, the different attitudes and different ways of how they develop spiritually based upon the three levels of where one might belong to. Agav, some people explain, some of Farshim, that Shlemus Hadas really means this because in life we always find we go through the various conflicts, the various tensions, and you have the tension between the intellect and the emotion. Many, many people up here in their mind, they understand that this is right and this is really wrong. But nevertheless, due to the drive that they have and due to the emotion and due to the situations they find themselves in, the emotion overpowers, right, the lave, if you will, the heart, the desires of the heart overpower the mind, the das. Of course, the object of this world is that men should have, that the mind should reign supreme over the emotion. And after all is said and done, at the end of the day, it should be the mind, it should be, the moyach should be shalat al alev. It should be the mind that rule over the emotion. Shleimus hadas means those who their das is sort of perfect. It means the das is what rules. They allow themselves to be controlled and be dictated by the mind, not by the emotion. That's called shleimus hadas. It's not the lev, right? It's not the desire, it's not the taiva that they succumb to, but it's the shleimus hadas. That's why this is the higher level, as we are pointing out. And Ramchal goes on to tell us, again, it starts with the first, with this higher category of the shleimus hadas. The people who study what they glean, what they take out, being that they are called shleimei hadas. These are people who are truly wise. So he points like this. The shleimei hadas, he says, those people, in fact, as we said, that they are truly, they are wise people. So when they contemplate and they begin to study, and they are, again, trying to find out exactly, you know, how far can you go, can they reach in Avodas Hashem, these people are shleimei hadas. Have shleimei hadas, tlm ha'oro, is to them they'll be motivated b'meshi yizbar lohem, because when they recognize ki rak hashleimus hu hadavar horoyu sheyachomed mehem v'lo yizul hazeh. He says shleimei hadas, the high level that one is expected, or hopefully that we hope to set at least a goal. We are not there yet, but the shleimei hadas are people who come to the realization that in fact that they aspire only for perfection and nothing less. That's what you aspire to. In other words, first of all, if we want to achieve anything on a higher level, whether we're successful or not, at least you have to set a goal. Because if you don't even set a goal, then you're certainly going to achieve even much less than that. But if you shoot high, you shoot for the stars, so at least you'll manage to reach somewhere. The shleimei hadas are the people who come to the realization that their true desire, that what they desire, they are, as he says, dover haroi sheyichomet mehem, their desire and their aspirations are shleimus, perfection. That's the goal. The goal is nothing less than perfection. Now, whether they achieve it all the way or not, that remains to be seen. But at least this is what they understand, this is the ideal, this is utopia, this is what they aspire to, and this is the goal that they hope to achieve. These people understand, he continues, they understand v'she'ein ra godoil mechesroin hashleimus v'ahechik memenu. These people are so spiritually inclined that for them, the definition, there is no harm greater in their mind than the lack of perfection and being distanced from it. You ask people, right? What's considered harm in your life? You have different definitions. Because, of course, the definition of harm is, first of all, you have to have a definition of what is good. And if you, when you have your own definition of what is good, then if you don't have it, the lack of that is going to be bad. It's going to be something that's not good. A person wants a certain model of a car. If he can't get it, for him, this is bad. It's a bad day. Once he has his eyes set on a certain house, for him, this is bad. Couldn't get it. Or he has his eyes set on a particular deal. Couldn't get it. Feels, oh, it's bad. Ramchal says, for the shleimei hadas, there's nothing worse then a chasar naf shleimus. Kol zman, throughout their lifetime, if they are not able to reach perfection, right, according to the best of their abilities, there is nothing more in their mind that could be ra, defined as not good. There's nothing less good than chesar naf shleimus, the chasar and the lack of perfection, by herchuk memen and being distant. As he points out, ki hine yachesh yizbor zei etzlam, once this becomes clear, when they have this understanding, that there can be nothing worse in their mind, there can be nothing worse than lack of perfection. He says, and once it also becomes evident, that it means, that this means, because if you understand that your goal in life is perfection, then obviously they understand they have a mission, there's something that you have to do. Because if your life's work and your life's mission is to reach perfection, then they also understand that there are means how to reach that perfection. And that is, these boilem kemoikem, they understand that the means, heyois hoem tsoim elof, that the means in order to reach that goal, hamaisim atoivim, these are the appropriate deeds, right? The right things that a person does, maisim toivim, good deeds, Tamidus Toivois, also refining your character. Right? It's doing what's right and also refining the character. Midos Toivois. They understand that. And once they understand that, Vadai Hushla Yisratsu Meyolom, they will never agree to decrease Lahamid Be'elohim Soim. They'll never agree to decrease this means. Because being they understand that the goal is perfection, and they also know what the means are to reach that perfection, they will never be satisfied in decreasing the means. In other words, they will try to do as many Maisim Toivim as possible, and they will work on their character to the highest degree as possible, because they understand these are the means, the appropriate deeds, the Maisim Toivim. It's the Midos Toivis that will lead them, right, to perfection. So once they understand, they understand that the purpose in life is to reach perfection. They also know that the means to get there are the Maisim Toivim, as he points out, and the Midos Toivis. So once they understand that and they accept that, they will never agree to decrease in these means. They will always do Maisim Toivim, right, good deeds to the best of their abilities. They won't accept anything less. Right? Or to be lax in concerning these situations. Because they understand, if they decrease the means, then of course now they're further away from the goal. And they understand that they have to reach the goal. So as he points out, Kikvan is Bayer Etzlam, because it already has become clear to them, Sheim Emtsoim Eile Yematulahem, that if they would, right, decrease these means, in other words, they will not do as much Maisim Toivim as they can. They will not work on their Midos as much as possible. Then they understand, Oyim Yu Hem Soyim Yu Chaloshim, or if the means will be weak, V'loi B'chol HaChoyzek HaMistarach Behem, right? And it will not be to the strongest power that is possible and that is needed. Then they understand, Hine Lo Yesigu Behem Shleim Esemiti. They know that they will never really achieve perfection. Eli Yegora Mehem, but rather it will decrease, kifimash goru hem bishtadlusam. They understand that it runs in proportion. They understand that achieving their goal is dependent on how much they utilize the means in order to achieve their goal. V'nimtzoim, and therefore if they are lax in the means, in the maisim toivim, if they are lax or negligent in the midois toivis, then it comes out, v'nimtzoim chasrei hashleimus. They realize that, of course, then they will be lacking shleimus, that they will be lacking. And again, the degree that will be lacking perfection will be to the degree that they reduce the emsoim, the means. The more that they invest in the means, of course, they will succeed all the more in reaching the level of perfection. And that fact, that they are further away from the goal of perfection, to them, that's the biggest tragedy. Because we're talking about people who are shleimei hadas. For shleimei hadas, the biggest tragedy is, right, to be further away from perfection, right, than they, of course, like to be and they strive to be. Mashahulahem, which for them is tzara gedoyla v'ro rabba. To them it's a great tragedy and it's a tremendous misfortune. Al kein, therefore, being that they have this goal in life, and they know what you have to do to reach it, and they know that if they are lax, of course, they're going to be deficient, then they're going to be further away. As a result, their life's work will be Elalaharbois Bohem, will do whatever is possible they will do to, right, to be marbit, to add as much as possible, Ulahachmir Bechol Tanoyan. And what they will do is to do as much as possible, to be very strict, and they will not cut any corners in the areas of Maisim Toivim. They won't cut any corners, but they'll take the Chumras, they'll be as stringent and as strict as possible when it comes to doing good deeds, and as strict as possible on themselves in the refinement of their character. V'lo yanuchu, and they will not find any rest. V'lo yishkitu, right? They will not find any rest nor peace. Medage medover, they will always worry, because this is a major thing in their life. If someone has set a life's goal, right, they have to achieve something materialistically, right, and this is something he's going to work for, he's going to plan, and he's going to work this way. To them, their spiritual goal is something which is so primary importance that this is going to occupy their existence. They're always going to worry. Pen yechza mehem, that maybe, he says, they might find themselves lacking mashiagia oisam el hashleimus hashem chafetzim, from bringing them to the shleimus, in fact, that they are looking for. So again, in fact, so Ramchal, again, as we started out to say, Ramchal told us, Chazal told us, again, as we started just before, when he started with the Shleim Hadas, that to them it's clear that Shleimus is Hadover Horoyus at Sheyachomid Mehem. That's something which is their main desire in life. And Ramchal says, it seems not just the main. Other things just pale by comparison. They're just not important. Because their lives, their existence here in this world is to achieve this goal. That is the Shleim Hadas. These are the people who seek perfection. Just want to remind the oil on that in Perik Aleph, I'll just quote it again, where the Ramchal Taka pointed out that this was the tefillah that David HaMelech was always mispalel. And the Ramchal says there, I'll just quote the Loshen, Ki Ashleimus, Shleimus is Dveikus Bo Yisborach. Shleimus is, perfection means to connect with Hashem. Because the more perfect you are spiritually, the more you can connect. Because lack of being spiritual, the lack of ruchnias in your life is a gap, it's a wedge between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem. The more perfect you are, so the more spiritual you are, so you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shleimus says Ramchal is Dveikus, and that says Ramchal above in Perek Aleph, David HaMelech says, V'ani kirvas alekim litov. You might remember that posik. David HaMelech says, being close to Hashem, that is what's good for me. And as we underscore then, you're talking about David HaMelech, who's a king. A king has all the worldly pleasures potentially at his fingertips. There's nothing that he can't really have. He's a melech, he's a king. And yet David HaMelech tells us, what is my definition of Toiv? So HaMelech says, my definition of Toiv is not the whole world that's before me. Kirvas Elokim, to be close to Hashem, he says, that's the Toiv. And David HaMelech says, V'oimer, ach ha-shvalti meis Hashem oisa vakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol mechayoi. What I always pray for, David HaMelech says, is to be able to sit in the house of Hashem. Kol mechayoi, all my life. To be able to sit and to bask in the glory of Hashem. This is the expression of David HaMelech. Why? So Ramchal's Loshen was there in Perek Aleph, Ki rak zehu toiv. Val zula zeh. And anything otherwise, Shiachshivu b'nei yodom l'toiv. What people define as good, Ein el hevel, is just foolishness, vishov nita. It's just a figment of false things that people created, figment of their imagination, that they believe is good. It's just fantasy, but it's nothing. It's like just air. That's the kabloon, which simply just has no kim. So this is the idea. So what we see over here, the one thing we understand, that if a person wants to achieve perfection, he has to desire it. In other words, not just desire it, this should be really his actual desire. His actual desire in life should be to achieve shleimus. As he says over here also, it's kirak ha-shleimus, again over here as we started today, Perek Dalet. He says, kirak ha-shleimus hu adover horoyu sheyechom eid mehem. This is something should be his desire of Eloi Zulas. It's not an easy thing. Person has to work on himself, right, in order to transform himself, to become a spiritual being, and to think spiritually, and to feel ruchnizdik. And this is what the Ramchal says. This is the high level of people. This is the Shleimus Hadas. And by the way, you know, David HaMelech says, Ach ha-shvalti meis Hashem, it seems redundant. One thing I ask from Hashem, and then he says, Oysa vakish, that I ask. He says, Ach ha-shvalti again, right? Ach is one thing. What is it? Shifti b'reis Hashem, right? Then he says again, Oysa vakish, this I ask. What is the second time Oysa Avakesh? So the truth is, the Oysa Avakesh is really something else. Ach ha-shvalti meis Hashem, I'm asking Hashem, I'm praying to Hashem, that what shifti beveis Hashem. Oysa Avakesh, David HaMelech says, Oysa Avakesh is, my desire is to have it. Oysa Avakesh is not now asking for Hashem. Ach ha-shvalti, I'm asking for Hashem. But Oysa Avakesh means, that's my desire, that's my bikush. That's what I'm searching for in life. So this is what I'm searching for, and therefore I ask Hashem, please, Rabbi Nishvayim, give me this opportunity. Because Oysa Avakish, because this is what I want. Being that this is what I want, so in order for me to be successful in getting it, I'm espoused to Hashem. Achash Shalte Meis Hashem. Oysa Avakish, this is what I want. And if this is what I want, which is Shifti Beis Hashem, so I ask Hashem to allow me, and to give me this chus, give me the opportunity to be able to fulfill it. So when I mention, there's a fascinating medrash on the Potsik that we say Friday night by the davening. In Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, we say, Tzadik HaTomor Yifroch, that the Tzadik actually, he grows and he blossoms like the palm tree. Tzadik HaTomor Yifroch. There's an interesting comparison here, that the Tzadik blossoms like the palm tree. Like the palm tree. What is the specific comparison to the Tomor, to the palm tree? So the medrash says, in Breishis Rabba Perik Memalev, the medrash says, Ma tamro, just like the palm tree, yesh lahem taivo. Interesting, it says not only palm tree, it says ke'eres balvonan, also like the cedar, right? That the cedar grows and branches out, cedar so tall. The tzaddik, right, the righteous person, is similar to the palm tree and to the cedar trees. In what way are they similar? So the Medrash tells us, interesting, a unique feature about the palm tree and the eris, which means they have desires. What do you mean they have desires? It's an inanimate object. What it means is that in the species of palm and cedar, you have the male and the female. There's two types within the same species. And therefore, the desire is that the trees combine in order to be able to produce that ultimate fruit. Is you make a harkova, which means that you graft the two trees. So the palm trees have this desire. Tzadikim also have desire. What desire do they have? Av tzadikim yesh lehem taiv. Umayi tavosom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The taiv of tzadikim is to be connected with Hashem. Shenemar kavoy kivisi Hashem. So points out the Medrash. So what we see over here again, so we come to this realization, as Ramchal tells us, that the Shleimei Hadas, again, the people who are on the high level, those that are truly wise, by the way, this is what they strive for. Their goal is for perfection, and in their mind, right, there can be nothing worse in their mind than being distanced from perfection, and which by definition means you're also all the more distant from Hashem. The more Shleimus they have, the closer they are to perfection, the closer they are to Dovik Bashem. So I want to point out, you don't have it here in front of you, but this is the Rabbeinu Yoyne. Rabbeinu Yoyne writes in Shari Tshuva, in Shara Aleph, he writes as follows. I just want to tell you something interesting. And again, Rabbeinu Yoyne says that V'omar Dovin HaMelech Olav HaSholem. Dovin HaMelech says, another Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Negdecho Kol Tavosi. All my Taiva Rabbeinu Sholem is all to be with you. And then he says, "V'anchosi memchol anistora," and my groaning and my sighing is not hidden from you. What does that mean? My groaning and my sighing. "V'anchosi memchol anistora." So says Rabbeinu Yoyne. He says, "Biuroi." So the Melech is saying to Hashem, he's saying, "Geluya lefonecho, it is clear to you, kol tavosi." So the Melech says, "Rabbeinu Shem, you know." A human being looking at another human being can never know what the other human being truly desires. Because even if he shows you one thing, you don't really know what he has in his heart. But the Melech is speaking to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, Hashem, you know that my true desire is only to be with you. In other words, the Pasuk says, the Melech said, Hashem, negdecho kol tavosi. The Melech is speaking to Hashem, right? Careful, Hashem. And he's saying, Hashem, you know, it's revealed to you. It's revealed to you that negdecho kol tavosi, that all my taiva is lavoido isecho. Vato yudea. And you also know, people groan in life many, many times for a million reasons. So the Melech says to Hashem, if I ever groan, he says, it's not for the usual reasons that other people groan about. They have all kinds of disappointments in their material life. So the Melech says, V'ato yodea anchosi, you know my groan, my sigh, ki einenol iske oilom. Zulosi, he says, you know when I groan? When I sin, I groan. Zulosi al chetoi, the fact that I am short in being, right, fulfilled, perfect in doing my avodah. Why am I not a bigger avod Hashem? Why don't I serve you better? That's what I sigh about. I sigh about that I feel I'm not doing enough, that I'm not on the madrega that I should be. This how Ben Yon explains what David HaMelech is saying. Hashem, negdecho kol tavosi, you know where my true taiva lies. You know my taiva lies in serving you. And you also know what I groan about. I don't groan about the things usually that other people groan about. My groaning is not hidden from you. In other words, you know where my real sigh, where my pain is. My pain is when I sin. My pain is when I feel that I have not fulfilled, where there are shortcomings of my avodas Hashem, as he points out. Again, this complements exactly what we are learning now in the Ramchal. That the Shleimei Hadas, the people are truly wise, they try to come to the understanding to achieve that this is what they should desire. This should be their taiva. Hashem, negdecho kol tavosi, that my desire should be to be able to serve you, to be able to serve you all the better. So we continue a little further in Ramchal now. We go further. The Ramchal says, "V'hu shoma Shleimei HaMelech." And in fact, this is what Shleimei HaMelech is saying. "V'hu shoma Shleimei HaMelech." Shleimei HaMelech says, "Ashrei odom mefachei tomit." Shleimei HaMelech says that fortunate is a person who is always fearful. What do you mean? It means you should walk around being afraid? What does he mean? Fortunate is a man who is always fearful. So come to the Gemara in Brachis, Uperishu Zechoinam Lebrocha. Right? So come Chazal in Mesechta Brachis, and they say, Hahu B'divrei Torah K'siv. It means being fearful in their spiritual life. is referring to Divrei Torah, not in other areas, because a person can never know, you know, when it's challenged, a person never know what the next moment might bring, how he might slip. A person should always be concerned in terms of how his spiritual stocks go up and down. Your spiritual stocks also go all the more high, low. And that's what a person has to be fearful about. In the same way that a person is concerned about his investments. But the Gemara says, the interpretation of the Pasuk, Ashrei Yodam Mefachei Tomid, Hai B'Divrei Torah K'siv. You see, because when it comes to your materialistic life, you shouldn't walk around being fearful. Have B'Tochen Hashem. Not because you're going to worry about that part. You have to do yours. You don't sit with the hands by. We have to do our Ishtadlis. You have to do what you have to do. But to sit and gloat and sit and worry about it, that's Hashem's worry. You have to rely that Hashem is the one who is mashpia, Hashem is the one who gives, Hashem is the one who takes. We have to do what we have to do. And then, right, the success of our achievement in our material world, that's up to Hashem. That's not what we walk around being fearful about. When the Pasuk says that we have to walk around being fearful, that's regarding our spiritual life. Hine soiv zoysa madrege. And ultimately, he says, the summit of this madrege that we are referring to, right? The summit of this madrege that, in fact, that we are referring to, when one, in fact, reaches the madrege, that we're talking the highest level, is shehi min ha-mishubachai shebe-madreges. He says, which is the most praiseworthy of all levels, is when a person comes to a level which is called yiras chet. But again, let's explain what yiras chet means, not the regular, normal understanding of yiras chet. Yiras chet, of course, strictly means a person is afraid of sin. He's talking beyond that. Because he's talking about the person, he's talking about soif zoysa madrege, when a person already reached the highest level possible. He's talking about a person who's reaching perfection. When a person reached perfection, he already has yiras chet way before that. What Ramchal says is, yiras chet means fearful of sin to an extremely sensitive, in a fine area, which means, in this madrege means, in this level means, that he should constantly fear and worry, that maybe he'll find himself even a vestige of a sin. That's already madrege. Most people, even if they worry about sin, if they do, that's about actual sin. But you don't worry about shemets of a chet, particles of a sin. Right? You don't think about that as being important, or vestiges of a sin. But when you're talking about the Shleime Hadas, they already reach a level that they worry. They worry about even shemetz chet, even particles of an avera, because they understand that stands in the way of perfection. Even a shemetz chet, even a vestige of a chet, sheyakvu min hashleimus, that will prevent him from attaining that perfection, asher hu chayev lishtadl bavuroi, that he must strive for. And by the way, realize asher odam mefachei tomid. You know, as we mentioned many times, and the Malbim points this out, in Lashon Kodesh, right? In Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew, there are no two words that are really exactly the same. There are many words that are synonymous, right? They seem to be the same, but actually there are differences. We know, Rashi in fact tells us in Parshas Bishalach, there are two words which seem to be the same, Eimo and Pachat. Pachat means fear, and Eimo means fear. Or, you know, dread, terror, kind of a situation. If you remember, when we had Kriyas Yamsuf, that we just had now, the end of the Yontif of Pesach, Shabbos, we spoke the Yontif of the Shira, Kriyas Yamsuf, that he even said upon crossing the Yamsuf, splitting of the sea. So, Tipoel Aleha Memosa V'Fachat. Kodesh Baruch Hu caused, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu caused a dread, a fear, a terror on the enemy. What is this double ocean? A Mosa V'Fachat. So you open up a Chumash over there, Tipoel Aleha Memosa V'Fachat. So Rashi says that the difference is, he says, Pachad is from Kraven, Eimo is from Rechaikim. Pachad is if you're afraid of someone who is close, who can do harm from the near. Eimo is from a distant enemy. That's the difference. Pachad is from something that's close, Rashi says. Eimo is something that is distant, from Rechaikim. Interesting thing. When it comes to worrying about one's spiritual life, the Pasuk says, Asher the Mefachei Tomit. Because this has to be very close to you. In other words, Chesaron of Shleimus has to be so fearful to these people. Chesaron of Shleimus to them is so fearful as if a danger that's close. In the same way, if you have a danger that's mamish close, that's next to you, which is a pachad, in their life, in their spiritual life, Ashrei Yodam Mefachei Tomid, They are so afraid about the chesaron of shleimus. To them, it's such a serious situation as being afraid of a danger that's close to you. That's why it's used loshon pachad. That shows again the madrega, which is not worthy to mention here. Ashodem mafachet tomid, because mafachet means something. You are afraid of something that where the danger is close, not from a distance. It's mamish close. To these people, chesaron, lack of perfection, to them, is such a worry as a danger that's close. Would have been enough to say like a danger that's far away. No, more worry. They're more worried when it comes to chesaron of shleimus, not simply on the level of a danger that's far lurking from a distance, but to them, chesaron of shleimus is pachad. They're worried about it as if there's an actual danger close to them. I can understand how strong that type of a pachad is. And we continue one more paragraph, then we'll take a look at the sheet. Continues Ramchal, and it is regarding to this idea, regarding to this level of perfection that these people strive for, that the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, al derech hamoshel, right? In the way of an analogy, the Gemara tells us that when it comes in the future world, people will be observing each other's standing, right? Each other's madrega. So the Gemara says, malameit, we learn out, it comes to teach us, shekol echad nichva mechuposa shel chaveroi, that each person will be burnt, right, by the stature or by the canopy of his peer, by his fellow. It means to say, it means I'll observe, right? I'll observe how far my neighbor reached, right? My fellow reached, and I see comparing myself to someone else, the busha, the embarrassment in the future world. That's the currency that counts. And comparing myself, I thought that I was okay, but then the future world, and well, the counting will be taken. And we'll see how far others, people that you knew, and you never expected, you said to yourself, if he was able to, how come I didn't achieve it? And this means this is eternal loss. This is something that you can't retrieve anymore. We're talking about now in the next world. So what does it mean? When it means that people will be burnt, it means they will be affected by the stature of his fellow. What does it mean? It's not jealousy. Jealousy is a base form of characteristic. It's not jealousy. It's not jealousy that how come he's more than me. It's the opposite. Is the positive kind of jealousy. Why was I also not able to attain that madrega? When it says that a person will feel burnt by the stature of his fellow, it's not jealousy. Because jealousy, of course, I should tip the rock b'chesrei hadas. Jealousy, he says, only exists by people who lack good sense. Those kind of people are jealous. People who only have true sense, you don't have jealousy. So what does it mean? That a person will be burnt by the stature of his peer. What it means is, because he'll look at himself, because he'll find himself being deficient from a level of perfection that in fact that he was also capable of attaining. In the same way that his peer attained it. And that is which will come to this stark realization in the next world. And then it'll be too late. So he says, so therefore, through the process of all of this that we have just said, of contemplating what we just said, certainly those who are truly wise will not deviate from what I said, to be very vigilant in one's deeds. Alright? So this is again the higher level of people, the people who are truly wise. Actually, next week, as we'll see, we'll discuss those who are madrega lower, and then we have even the lower madrega, because there's three madregas, three levels. Let's take a look, Rabbi Yisrael, at the sheet. We'll see some fascinating situations we have here. We have actually two sides. We'll see what we'll pick out what we'll do. You see number one, if you see what's marked number one on the side. Because Ramchal, we started today, Ramchal said, as a hagdoma to Zahiris, Ramchal said, he brought down the brice of Rapinchas Ben Yair is Torah. The study of Torah is the hagdoma to Zahiris. So I want you to know, the Ramchal wrote many, many Sfarim. And in addition, of course, to the Mesilas Yesharim, we have a Sefer that's called Derech Eitz Chaim. Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim, of course, again, is more Musa, more understanding. It all deals in spiritual perfection. And in one of the Yeshurim on Chumash, we brought down a paragraph of the Derech Eitz Chaim. And then, of course, the Ramchal wrote the Derech Hashem. He wrote the Sefer Das Tfunois. So let's go here to the first item that we have here, number one. But starting from the second paragraph, Al HaTorah Nemar. This is the Ramchal. Number one, the second paragraph. Okay, Al HaTorah Nemar. This Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim. Ramchal says regarding Torah, The description of Torah, the Pasuk says, Haloi koi devorai ka'eshnu mashem. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, Torah is compared to fire. You want to know what Torah is? Torah is compared to fire. How so? What does it mean? What does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says, Hashem says, no mashem? Hashem is saying, Torah is compared to fire. What it means to say is, V'hoidi onu bazeh, ki emes hadover, sha Torah hi mamish oir echot nitn li Yisrael lo'oiboy. The Torah is a spiritual light that consumes the Jewish person. He says, Torah is not simply like secular knowledge. Secular knowledge has no transforming abilities in the person. In other words, the person basically remains the same, except he has the knowledge. But when a person has the knowledge of Torah, it's not merely a person with knowledge of Torah. The Torah transforms the person. He totally becomes a different person because the light of Torah shines into him. She'einon ela yediyas dover ma. Chochmas nachriyas, secular studies, are simply the knowledge of something. Asher yasig haseichel betorchoy, that the mind will be able, right, to master by studying it. But chochma of Torah is not merely something that the mind masters. Ach Torah hinei kodesh hi. Torah is something that is holy, that has kedusha. Torah comes from the uppermost high. This is Hashem's wisdom. When we learn Torah, we are picking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, if we're permitted to say that. That's what Torah is. Torah means you're tapping in to the essence of Hashem. And when a person studies Torah down here, Oirhi, there is a spiritual light, Asher Torah b'nishmosoi. It shines right into his neshama, into his soul. In other words, his neshama is no longer the same as it was. The neshama that he had before he studied Torah is not the same neshama as after he studies Torah. It's an elevated neshama. It's an enhanced neshama. It's a neshama that's filled with kedusha. Lahagia oisal ginzim araymin. This is a light which basically fills the neshama, which will then enable the neshama to go higher up into the next world. Ginzei HaBoyre Yisbarach Shemoi, together with the hidden treasures in the upper world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he points out. So we see one thing, that we see that in the same way that if you have the sun, for example, shining into a room, and therefore it lights up the room, it brings light into the room, it changes, right? It changes the environment. Torah is like the sun shining in, but this is a spiritual sun. This is a spiritual light that shines into the person, whereas prior to learning Torah it was dark. He was spiritually dark. Now there's light within him. He's now imitzias, a totally different person. He's a person now that the Torah penetrated through him and now became transformed with the kedusha of Torah. That's one akudah. Let's take a look at number two. There's another sefer from the Ramchal. It's called Mamar HaVikuach. There's a sefer of the Ramchal called Mamar HaVikuach, where he set up sort of like a debate. He set up a debate between the neshama, right, between the neshama and the body, each one presenting their cases and so on and so forth. So the Ramchal writes there again in Mamar HaVikuach. The Ramchal writes, he writes, Hine HaYisoid HaRishin Hu Limud HaTorah. The Ramchal writes, the first Yisoid, before you come to Zahiris, before you come to all the other Madregas, you have to study some Torah. She is Ulosa, because without studying Torah, Yefshir Vadai LaHagia El Shum Malat Torah. You can't really master any good trait, because you need the Kiddush, you need the holiness of Torah to penetrate. And that is what Reb Pinchas says in the Braisa, by the way, which we started this year today, which Ramchal again mentioned it. Torah may be all the days of heroes. It is Torah that will bring you right to the heroes, to vigilance. And the meaning is, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shebara Sa'odom, the Sambai Yetzirah. Let's understand how Kodesh Baruch Hu implanted the evil inclination, but he also gave you a tool to be able to fight it. And the only tool that a person has at his disposal to fight off and to weird off the evil inclination has to be Torah. Otherwise, he says, it's a tough job. It's a tough job. It's tough with it. But then, he says, you can't really master it. Yisbarach Shemoi, Yischakim, Gamkin, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Also, at the same time that he gave the Yetzer Hara, Kodesh Baruch Hu understood, Livro Eloi Refuah L'Makezu. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't just give you the wound without the medication, without the refuah. So the Yetzirah is the Makkah, but the Refuah is Torah. Where Refuah he had Torah levad, the only thing is Torah. Shkein Omru Chazal in Kedushin Barasa Yetzer Hara Barasa Loi Torah Tavlin, that created Torah, which is a Tavlin. So what it means very simply is, Ramchal, by the way, points out in a different place, he says this is something that all the Balamusar and all the yeshivas mention it. He says, imagine, he says, the person who invented the first car. No one is a bigger expert, can expect to be a bigger expert than the person who invented an item. A person who invents something has to be the biggest maven to understand how it works. So if you're going to come along with the idea and say, you know, how about doing it this way? What am I doing? Who are you arguing with? You're arguing with the person who knows the ins and outs. He knows what every screw means. He understands exactly the function of all the parts. The person who invents an item, he knows also what can ruin the item, what's not safe to put in. Right? You have the book of instructions from the ones, right, who manufacture an item. Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. He knows exactly what works against it, what won't work against it. And he tells us, the only thing that really works to be able to subdue the Yetzer Hara, and to be able to really achieve success, he says, is through Torah. Person has to have study of Torah, that's limud haTorah. This is what Ramchal is pointing out. The Yetzer is Torah Levad, is really the only Yetzer. We go down to number four. We have to save time here. And we come down to what Rav Hutner asked, the basic question. And we take a look. Meir Hagri Hutner. The Girosoi in a letter. And Rav Hutner asks, and he writes the following in a letter. Afal pi, even though Shar Ramchal Yosat Sifrei Zeh, Ramchal again founded the Sefer Ramchal is based upon the Seder HaBraisa Shor Pinchas Ben Yoyim. HaKoivas, if you look in the Braisa again, and Ramchal, by the way, mentions it himself, in the opening paragraph in Perik Dalet, Perik, right? The Seder Hamadregis and Avodas Hashem, till you reach right the summit, Ramchal tells us, right? Ramchal Hemik Hirchiv Levayer Kol Madrega Biprotiusa. Every Madrega, Ramchal devotes chapters how to deal with it. Mekol Mukoyim Huloi Hitzchil Sifroi. He starts Elamim Madregis has the heroes. He starts with vigilance. For that, right, the first opening prokim, many prokim in the beginning, Ashulamidazu Hugdishu Prokov or Echoinim shall say from Seals Asharim. In the Bryce itself, it doesn't begin with the heroes. The Bryce starts with Torah. Why doesn't Ramchal, if you start up the rungs of the ladder, in the Bryce the first was Torah. Then came the heroes, and then came. Ramchal sort of skipped the first step, which is Torah, and he starts from the heroes. Only in passing does he mention, as we learned today, that Torah is the Hagdom, that is the heroes. Why doesn't he devote chapters in discussing Torah, he says. The ilu b'guf ha-braishas r'pinchas b'nyoyer, seder ha-madregas maschel min Torah. Behind it the komar, as he says, Torah mivio the days of heroes. It is Torah, so Torah is the first thing. Torah brings to the heroes brings zrizus, and so on and so forth. One madrega, right, gives you the springboard, right, to go higher, to the next step. But the very, very first, as you start in the bottom, what you need? The need is Torah. We turn to the other side. So Omnam, all the way on top. Omnam hadover tumuad moed. Ramchal misaleim lachlutim altogether. Ramchal, right, over skips totally mimalas hatayre umaschel miyad esperik bebiur midas adhiris. Why does he skip the mila of Torah as being, in fact, the very first item in the roster? In the rungs of the ladder, as one ascends higher and higher, the very first step is Torah. He skips the first step, starts by the second step, which is Zehirus, then going to Zrizus and so on. Why does he skip Torah, which is the very foundation and the core? So Rav Hutner suggests, he says a very fascinating thing. Look what he says. Oin al kach balapachad Yitzchok. Rav Hutner answers, and he says like this. He says, Pesach ze asher posach Ramchal. This skipping, that Ramchal seemed to skip over al madregas haTorah, Moira Biedzba, that shows, now Ramchal is giving us to understand, by the fact, by not saying, many times, you know, you learn things by what was not said, rather than by what was said. The fact that Ramchal skipped, right, skipped over the Milo of Torah, in devoting study to Torah, as he goes from Madrega to Madrega, he skips Torah, that means, Moira Biedzba, Kedivra HaBraisa, Shetorah Mivil Adei Zihirus, Yeshlehem Uvenachar, that the first step, as we look at the first step in the ladder, Torah brings his hearers, Ramchal tells us there's a totally different meaning than we thought it means. Ma'asher oisam advarim atzmon kishem nishtin al madregis shela achaze kigoin zihirus mevila de zrizus ukedoy mevishinut. So we will explain it. What are you saying? Ramchal said like this. When you talk about going from Madrega to Madrega, when you are on step number one and you go up and you move up to step number two, when you're on step number two, then you are away from step number one. You are higher up. When you go to step number three, right, then you have moved away from step number two. Step number four is the next level. We have moved away from step number three. This is true as you go from Madrega to Madrega. Right, you go higher up, and each Madrega is another step, which means you have moved above. You have moved above. You are now higher, starting from number one. When you start with Torah, which is the lowest step, right, that's the first Madrega, and you go to step number two, that's not the same. Step number two, going to Zrizis, does not mean you can go above Torah. Torah always has to be there. When you move to step number two, when you move from Torah to Zahirus, it's not you moved above to the next step. You moved into Zahirus, connected with Torah. When you go to the third step, you're not two steps away from Torah. No. It's two steps added to Torah. Regarding to Torah, which is the lowest step, this is not part of the ascendancy of going higher and leaving the previous behind. Regarding to Torah is never left behind. All the others, now they're starting from step number two, which is Zahirus. Step number three is Zrizus. Each step, right, is a step higher and away from the other one. But except the very first one, you take along with you altogether. You cannot have anything of any Madrega without Torah always being there. Torah is always part and parcel and essential. As a matter of fact, all the other Madregas are all definitions of Torah. It's another quality of Torah. It's Torah with Zahirus. It's Torah with Zrizus, which is the next one. It's Torah with Nikius. It's Torah with Tahara. It's not like the others within themselves, each Madrega, right, is a step up, right, away. But they said, no, Torah, as a matter of fact, you're never away from Torah. You're moving higher together with Torah. He gives an example, he says. If you say, he says an example, he says in your private life, you say that a person was born poor, right? Life, he's living a life of poverty. Thank God, he was, all of a sudden, he had a streak of luck. So now he moved up. What do you mean moved up in the world? He had a life of poverty. Now he moved into the area of prosperity. When he moved into prosperity, he didn't move away from life. Before he had a life of poverty. Now he moved into prosperity. It's a life of prosperity. Then you moved higher, but it's a life. But the same, but life is with you. It's not you moved away from life. So any area, of course, that you achieve, any area that you reach is all, of course, part of your life. Torah is part of your life. That has to be part in every area that you do. So when you move from the step, Torah is the bottom, right? It's the foundation. And you move to the next step, no. In relation to Torah, you don't move to the next step in the sense that Torah now is below you. The next step means as a Tanai in Torah, as another, right, as another quality in Torah. It's Torah with Zahirus. And when I move higher to Zrizus, it's Torah with Zrizus. So the Ramchal does mention Torah. You know why? Ramchal talks about things which are Madrega and Madrega, which one, right, is a step higher than the other. But Torah, in relation to the others, they are not away from Torah. They are all part of Torah. He's devoting himself to the rungs of the ladder where one is higher than the other. The Madregas, which one step is higher than the other. In relation to Torah, none of them are ever higher than Torah. Torah goes along with each Madrega as you ascend and as you go. That is the distinction you have from Torah. I want you to look at the bottom paragraph in the Nisayim. This is what Rav Shach told us. It's a wonderful little story here. Let's take a look at it here. The Nisayim B'Sipur. Let us end with the Sipur HaMatayr, a Sipur that depicts Ketzer HaTorah Megadelus HaSodom, how Torah refines a person. Sipur Lifnei Moron HaGoyin Revelozo Menachem Manshach. They once told Rav Shach, Oidois Midoisov HaMufloye Shel HaGoyin HaTzadik Renochim Zatzal Nuhurudne. Renochimke, Renochim HaRudne. Shalom Shadron used to talk about him. He was a Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim, the Nochim. That he once told Rav Shach about the tremendous refinement of character of Rav Nochim. Namely, Shebi Yemei Ne'urav. Listen to the character of a tzaddik. He says, in his young age, Oza lepanosas mishpachto ishohois eshrui banis. Rav Nochim, as anybody else, very, very poor family. So he went and to try to find some parnosa to support the family. Even though he was already filled with Torah, but nevertheless, he had no choice, he had to go out into the world and do his share to bring parnosa, despite the fact that he already was a great Talmud Chacham. So he decided to lock it eitzim bayar. What could he do? the only skill in the outside world that he had, besides learning. That was what he was. So what can he do? He's collect wood and sell it for firewood, for fuel. So he went into the wood, and he was malaket etzim, and to sell it, kidei lahavi kama prutis, to be marviach, right, to make a few pennies, she yisayu biyodoi, lehevi lechem ledebesoi, to be able to buy some bread for the family. Yoy mechot, one day, ra'asoi se'isho aniyo, a poor woman saw him, kishu kofuf tachas maso etzim. He had the load of wood that he had collected, and he was on the way. He was on the way home, hoping to sell it to make a few dollars. And there is this poor woman who is coming towards him, and she asked, "Please give me this bundle of wood that you have." He says, "It's been days." He says, "My house had not been heated. My children are starving. It's cold. There's no heat in the house." She had not heated the house because she's so poor, and her children are suffering from cold. But she said to him, "Listen," he said, "but I can't afford to pay for it." So she's actually asking him that he should give it for free. But I have nothing to pay for the wood. Immediately he took, not only he took it and gave it to her, he delivered it to her house. That he worked for all day, that took him all day's time to collect all of this wood, hoping, right, to make a few dollars to support his own family. He gave it. And Achoisoi, Reb Nochem's sister, she lives Oisot, that sort of escorted him, Nidahamo, she was astonished, and she said, "How can you give away? You need the wood to support your family. Now your family, you're going to go hungry. Atol Yilach Amala Echo Kolayoin." Then Reb Nochem, Reb Nochem answered, and he said, "Ishtad Lahachzik Mamot," he says, "I will be able," he says, "to tolerate and survive. Can you them, sir? I'm still young." He says, "It is better for me, Lizboil Harov, to suffer hunger. I can take my own pain than to see the pain of another person. To see this woman," she says, "Mishpachta shalaluvazu," to see this Nebelige woman, Tirad Bukhara, she should be trembling in cold. This is the story was told to Rav Shach about this tremendous act of chesed of Rav Nochum. Shesipru zois lemoron, im uvdois nesophis, and they added more stories on Midoisov. There's more similar stories about this Rav Nochum. In Shtoimimurka, they were astonished. Rav Shach says, "Why are you astonished?" Omar, "Kimi shishoma al oitzem ahavas haTorah." Do you know anything about the greatness of his Torah, of his love of Torah? If you knew anything of the other side of Rav Nochum, then refinement of character comes naturally, because the Torah transforms a person. Rav Shach says, "I'm not surprised at all. I know the spiritual madrega of Rav Nochum. I know his love of Torah. V'lamoloi b'Torah l'shmo, and how he toiled to learn Torah l'shem shemayim." Ein on his father, he says, the person who knows that part of Rav Nochum and knows what Torah does to a person is not surprised at all. Heich higil amadrega em rememes benikiyas amidus. So one end, Rabbi, every day that we say in the davening, shetargileinu b'soy rasecho. So Rabbi Nishloilim, we say that give us the opportunity that shetargilein, that Torah learning should become a habit. Right? We say targileinu b'soy, make us accustomed to learning Torah. So the Ger Rebbe once was asked, he says, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we don't want to do it out of habit. Because when you do it out of habit, it's just something out of rote. Right? Something that's habitual is done without thinking. Is that the way that we should be serving Hashem? So what do you mean, shetargilein? It should become regilis. Regilis is not a mila. We don't want to do things out of regilis, out of habit. We want to do things because we want to do it. We want to feel a freshness. We want to feel a newness. So what does it mean, shetargilein ubesarisachot, should become regilis? So the Ger Rebbe says, there are certain areas that habit, right, does not take away from the quality. And he gave an example. A person, he says, a person who has a habit, let's call it a habit, you have to eat two or three times a day. But even though you ate today, tomorrow you're just as hungry. That's the kind of habit Torah should be. That even if you learn today, never be satisfied. Tomorrow should be hungry again. That's his Targum of Sarasacha. That's what he's being spouted. There are certain habits that by doing it today, it's not going to help for tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be just as hungry as if you never ate. You can eat all as much as you want today. Tomorrow you're going to be just as hungry as if you never ate. That's the kind of regilis. That's the kind of a habit we should have to tell you. Because just in the same way that eating is part of one's life, and you continually have to sustain it, Torah is part of one's spiritual being. This is the essence of one's life. If you learn today, you didn't learn tomorrow, you should feel starved. You need it. This is the kind of a habit, like a habit of eating. You have to eat continuously, and yet you have a tremendous, tremendous need
you have a starvation for it. Ultimately, we say that Rabbi Sai, Torah is nimshal l'mayim, Torah is compared to water. Why is Torah compared to water? Water is not exactly the most expensive commodity. Wine, juice. Why water? Why is Torah compared to water? Well, simply understood, because mayim, you can't live without water. It's a life staple. Torah is compared to water in the sense that it's your life. You can't live without Torah. You can't have a spiritual life without Torah. Torah is compared to mayim. But the Chofetz Chaim said another thing. You know, what is the difference between drinking water, right, or drinking juice, or drinking wine? You know, when you drink water, you only have to make a bracha if you're thirsty. If I swallow water because I want to swallow a pill, if I drink water, you don't have to make a bracha. Because the only reason you're drinking water is to swallow a pill, then you're not having any hanoi, you're not having any real benefit personally. So you don't make a bracha. But if you drink juice or wine, to swallow a pill, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because wine has taste. Wine has taste. Juice has taste. So whether you're drinking it for this purpose or that, you are ingesting, you are enjoying, or your body is having the taste of the juice of the wine. You have to make a bracha. But water basically has no taste. If you're thirsty, that's when you make a bracha. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Torah is compared to water. You have to have a thirst. If you don't have a thirst, there's no bracha. If you want to have a blessing in your Torah, you want to have a tzloch in your Torah, you have to enjoy the learning of Torah. In the way that you thirst for water, that's the kind of attitude that we have to have through Torah. And if we have that, hopefully we'll come to the Madrega that we learned in Mesilas Yesharim to be part of those who are the Shleime Hadas, and we'll set our goals in life to strive for perfection, and Bez Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya to achieve that goal.